This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to our listeners on Radio K Pulpit. I'm Calvin.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. We're so excited to have you with us this afternoon. We'd like to request, won't you just log on to Facebook and connect with us, our K Pulpit Facebook page. Send us some messages. Tell us how you're enjoying the show, or how you have enjoyed past shows. Mm-hmm. What would you like to hear? And you know that we try to theme it every month. And my wife and I will sit down and just hear from the Lord what it is. But this month, you know, it's actually quite significant, honey.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Because
each other, and we need God in this, in the middle of everything. Amen.
Amen for that. So, family, we want you just to tune in and just
share.
Yes, share. I mean, we all have struggles. Mm-hmm. We all go through stuff, and please don't keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You can remain anonymous, obviously, if you like, but we wanna just know that you know this is helping you, and how we're able to help you going forward. But we're gonna get stuck into that. We're gonna go over to a song quickly by Avalon. People, get ready. Jesus is coming.
He's coming.
Family, we are in the month of May, and I am so excited this afternoon being with Facebook that I'm able to see. If I have to use my hands right now, it's as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what does that tell us? It tells us everything starts in the mind, right?
Right, right. And the distance from the head to the heart, it's not even 30 centimeters, so it's not a long way to go. And I mean, those thoughts travel so quickly, instantaneously.
Yeah.
You know, so mental health and mental wellness is very relevant at this time, you know, and May is actually a very good time. It actually rhymes with M as well, mental health and wealth. I don't know. Somehow it started somewhere in the US years ago. But it's a real thing, you know. There's no stress like family stress. There's no stress like relationship, but yet there's no greater blessing either than family. So, you know, we get married, and so you will say, oh, marriage is not a bed of roses. And I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
We all think it's love and fresh air, you know?
Which it is, mostly, but mm-hmm. in part, there are the challenges that mm-hmm. come with it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it.
Yeah. So let's get to that part. You know, I know we speak about, and what the Word of God says always in Philippians 6, 4, verse 6 to 7, it says, be anxious for nothing. You know, in every situation, every prayer, and in every, make your petition, make your request known to God. You know, and this is the thing, it said, present your request, and then the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So it's so easy to read the word, like saying, you know, present your request to God. And it's like, but I'm dealing with this real thing.
Known to God, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Be anxious and make your request. And then says finally. So in other words, it's like when we pray for something and we believe in God for it, we gotta trust that He will come through. Just don't dote on the negative.
That's right.
That's what it's saying, isn't it?
That's right. Because the thing is, we so easily get swamped by and get caught up with a negative emotion, a negative thought. Oh, this is how this what they're saying, and this is what they're not saying, and this is what he's doing, or this is what he's not doing. So we start getting all those negative emotions, and then that part comes in like, how can I now change this thought to whatever is lovely? What's everything is admirable.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think this is an admirable thought, or we simply just want to rebel against what the Word of God saying. But he says, but if anything is praiseworthy, think about such things.
Mm.
So to switch from a negative thought into a positive word, bringing an affirmation into it, is where the key lies. You know, is willing, are you willing, mm. are you ready, are you able, you know, to get out of that mental mess and get into a place where you can find peace.
You know, I think there might be listeners out there, and I've learned a long time ago, I'm not super spiritual, you know, I'm a child of God, and, you know, we live in a natural world, we live in a physical body, we are dealing with natural things, even though we pull things from the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And someone might say this afternoon, oh, why are you talking about mental health and stuff? We should believe and just trust the Word of God.
Logical, environmental, and spiritual factors all come together, you know, and this is the breakdown that we it includes biblical perspectives for both understanding the causes and how we can pursue healing for mental wellness. And this is what we'd like to bring across this afternoon. We identify the cause, we find out where it's coming from, what the biological factors are, the psychological, the emotional factors, environmental and social factors, everything, spiritual factors, all of these combined. What is it that is causing your struggle? I know in ministry, mental health is a big thing. Yeah. You know, in your workplace, if you're a CEO, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a parent, a husband or a wife or a child, everyone, you know, we all, no one is exempt from this. Even the elect will fall, the Bible said.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got to guard one another, be there for each other, pray with one another, the Bible says. If any of you are weak or with sin, confess your sin to one another, pray for each other so it can be well with you. God always has a solution for every challenge we have.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the Word of God is really our foundation. We do believe that because the Bible says we need to renew our minds, right? So what are you renewing your mind with? Are you renewing it with the Word of God, with what it says, or are you renewing it with something out there that is not biblical? So you're probably retraining your brain in a negative way, a negative habit, whatever.
A couple like that. And if there are any of you out there, please come and tell us your key. What is?
We'd love to hear.
We'd love to hear what helps you not argue. I want to just quickly touch on biological factor. You know, there's I speak to some people that I normally speak to in counseling and things like that. And the biological factors that a lot of them battle with is family mental illnesses. That's how that has come down the family history, you know, and we know how these curses and bloodline curses come down, but it's something that can be managed, something that can be dealt with spiritually, you know, because the chemistry, the brain chemistry imbalances is what triggers depression. It triggers all sorts of actions and things that people do that is contrary to the Word of God. And when they're in that space, they didn't even want to hear about the Word because all they want to know is they want to find a pull for comfort. And we understand the dynamics of that. We have family members. I myself have been diagnosed at one time with depression. And like I said, depression is just another word for someone to say. For me, I said to myself, depression, hello, I don't want to die. Depression is just another word saying I'm giving up. I don't want to do this anymore. And that, for me, is what depression is. So,
how do you get? And I'm chipping in here because I need to understand this person's in a bad space, and you don't want to medicate them at the end of the day because you want them, you know, in their reality. How do you get them to listen to you?
The best way is to tell your story. Mm. You know, when you talk to someone. So
these are all valid points, and you know what? We're going to get stuck into more of the meat. I've got some questions here on Facebook I want you to answer after the break. So we're going to a break right now. All Sons and Daughters, called I Surrender.
The Spiritual Pulse of the Cape, wherever you are.
Uses to represent the whole person.
Yeah.
So a cheerful heart brings tremendous benefits to all that we are, and a broken spirit brings harm to the whole person. So yes, Najwa, it does affect the physical body, you know, because the psychological, emotional factors involved there, the trauma, the abuse or neglect, whatever it is, the mental factors that adds to mental challenges. And there's a lot of lack. You may have lack to resources and lack to access to certain things that others may have. And it puts you in a negative space, you know.
And I think, you know, today I think this segment today and moving forward, next week onwards, we're going to have some people that we'll also interview. But it's really just designed to help couples, you know, just really find that true peace at the end of the day, and that emotional strength that they need, and also mental clarity. And so we're gonna explore certain aspects during today and the weeks coming for this month, really about mental wellness. About the importance of boundaries. That's a big one. I think people neglect that because they think, and I've mentioned it in previous weeks, sessions about, you know, where people want to be a savior for everyone else, but to the detriment of themselves. And then really just having spiritual rest. You know, you got to rest. It's important you got to rest. And then really how to thrive in your purpose without sacrificing your soul.
Yeah, that I love that. You know, a lot of people make so many sacrifices that it's not, it's so contrary to what God's word says. You know, yeah. I like what it says in Ephesians 6:12. It states here that for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
Mm. The perfect couple out there to come and teach us if there is, if there are couples like that. But mm-hmm. really, if we talk about relationships and we're talking about, we call it intense moments of fellowship, right? Mm-hmm. Arguing, for those that don't know what that means, right? So, you know, staying mentally healthy in a marriage means protecting your peace.
Yes.
While growing together.
Mm.
So you got to respect each other's space at the end of the day. So here's what it takes. Number one, it's got to take healthy communication. Not communication. It's called healthy communication. Remember we had the scripture, I gave you the scripture in years ago, you know, early days of our marriage. And it says in Proverbs 15 verse 1, it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. How many couples aren't there that are listening right now that are quick to respond to something that your spouse has said, and responding in a negative way, but also responding with a loud voice or a high-pitched tone at the end of the day? That just infuriates your spouse even more. It just creates more animosity. And we don't think of these things at the end of the day. We just need to respond because that is how I feel. I'm acting out of my emotions right now. And you'd be amazed how many arguments dissolve just with a calm tone.
Here's one key, something that I've... Yeah. Join in my peace.
They got to join
in. My peace I leave with you, like yeah. Jesus says. My peace I give unto you. Go in the peace. Every Sunday we say that, we do the benediction. Go in peace as we serve the Lord. Go mm-hmm. with my peace. So how do you want to navigate that piece? You know, be intentional. Weekly coffee dates with our kids. I love that. It's a game changer for me. Mm. I live a bit further away from my children now, but I like that connect with them. We get together once a month. We've just had a wonderful boot camp with our woman out in Stellenbosch this past week. Started out the month of May with Beautiful Mind. Go get your groove back, you know, and everyone navigated toward that place where they are in a beautiful space, looking at how they can control their thinking
yeah.
and using affirmations and turning their negativity into something positive. Yeah. You're no more ruminating, no more going back to the old ways of thinking, just changing your entire mindset so you can change your life. Change yeah. your thinking, change your life.
So, I mean, really, it's that healthy communication. It's that time together, spending that time together. I know it's you know, it's resurfaces in every one of our segments, you know, spending time together, but it's important.
Yeah.
It's really about quality time together, not just sitting on the couch, scrolling your phones. We're in that era right now. You're in the same room, but you both have your phones. How many of you actually do that? The couples are, they know, they're laughing where they are right now because we do it at times as well, you know. So if you're sitting together, you got a challenge this afternoon, put your phones away. You know what? I know that you know, if you're done with work and everything else, put your phones away then. If you're two of you, so you've got to make time. You've got to get up 5 minutes earlier in the day, go to bed 5 minutes later, whatever. You've got to make time at the end of the day for each other so you can squeeze in that quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And then something powerful, you know, is that mental space.
Mm.
That mental space. It's okay to need that quietness, right? Allow each other to be quiet at the end of the day. Jesus withdrew from his disciples mm-hmm. many times to go and pray and to be with his Father. So it's important to allow yourself that opportunity. You cannot be at everyone's beck and call, at your spouse's beck and call, children, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You need that for yourself mm-hmm. as well.
And the important thing is, you know, is to relax.
Yeah.
Relax, focus. Just be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I have a 3-minute audio clip if you want it. I can send it to you. Just make contact with us on our page and I will DM it to you or WhatsApp it to you. Just a 3-minute clip to relax, because sometimes during the day we get so busy and we forget to relax.
Mm.
We know there's box breathing, there's all these other things, but this technique really works. I've put it into practice for my own life because we have so many things to do. We're carrying so many balls in the air. you know, and God wants us to be in a place of rest. Mm. You can be busy, but you can also be restfully busy.
True.
And not be anxious about anything.
That's true.
But through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. That is what He wants from us. And you may feel like you don't want to pray. You feel like you don't want to read the word. Just push past that and say, devil, get out of my way.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to hinder me. You're not going to torment me. You're not going to control me. I have the Spirit of God in me, because the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. If you're born again, you have this kind of authority. You have a choice. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is a choice. You choose life.
We choose
today.
Life. We choose life. We're going over to Jonathan Butler. I stand on your word.
Amen.
Boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that people are challenged with is really this specific area, setting boundaries. You know, you tell me many times you're not a vending machine, right? Tell me about that.
You know, no is not a holy, is actually a holy word.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to learn and practice it. So saying that as well teaches not just each other, our children, people around us, the ministry.
Just repeat that. You said children.
Yeah.
So this is to the parents.
Yeah.
Speaking to the parents.
From the parent,
now,
yeah.
Because they tend to give in to their children all the time, and the focus point, and we love our kids. But we can create problems for ourselves.
Look, it teaches everyone around you to practice self-control. Because if they see that I'm practicing self-control, they will apply it in their lives, because children live what they learn.
Mm.
And if they see you doing it, they're going to do the same, because they will say, all right, my mom said no, because she obviously has that done. And I will not let anyone invade my privacy or my space. Pardon, for what I've got to do and what I've already set out to do. You know, we've got to be so focused on our lives and whatever God has put in our hearts to do. So when we goal-orientate and focused and zoned in, I don't allow many distractions to pull me away, unless it's like really, okay, I'm not rigid like that. I am flexible, you know. So I leave room for laughter. I leave room for love, because and to joy and to enjoy life, because I want to.
As you've said many times, if you're not laughing, you're going to cry at the end of the day. So rather increase that part of your life. You know, laugh in your relationship instead of arguing in your relationship. Laugh at the devil, man. I mean, that's what he does. At the end of the day, you know, if he laughs at us, we laugh at him at the end of the day.
Sometimes I would just think of something that I did that I thought, oh my goodness, nobody saw that. Then I will laugh, you know, and I will like just giggle on my own. And there's such joy because you're laughing from deep within. You know, I always like people who are full of laughter. I mean, I saw some of the ladies this weekend. They were hilarious, you know, because I said to them, I feel like this joy is over this camp. There's such a joy, and they were weeping, but weeping tears were met with laughter and hugs, you know. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes that joy is a joy preparing you for something. You know, that joy, that laughter that bubbles up in you, it could be a deliverance you're going through.
Yeah.
It could be God giving you strength for what is coming to you, you know.
Yeah.
And little did I know that while we're out at the boot camp there, you know, our daughter was taken into ICU, and God strengthened me for that, you know, and we continued our weekend. So for those of you who do know, she had a procedure done yesterday and she's progressing well in recovery. Thank you for all of your prayers. So seriously, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
You know, and probably in the pantry with some snacks.
Yeah.
Or at the fridge with a bucket of yogurt or your favorite ice cream, whatever, you know. And we don't want to binge. You know, our kids are funny. Many times our kids look at us and they will say things to us in a group. Refocus, realign, talk about the problem. No matter how much it hurts us, I always say to them, speak the truth in love so that we can help navigate through the problem.
And maybe something, you know, that is sensitive to us. I mean, the fact that she said she didn't want visitors till Thursday.
Into where one drip in that cup is just too much and it's going to overflow, and everyone is just in an emotional breakdown, a roller coaster, mentally getting angry and cursing one another, you know, things like that. And these are the things that we see happen in families when there's trauma or when there's an incident happening and everyone pulls a different way. You know, it's a time to come together and just be that support, you know. So that's very important, because there's grace time for family. we need this grace of the Lord, you know, but come together, build in that space, because when no one's punished for having a rough day, none of us are going to be punished for having a rough day. We come together because this teaches us to have empathy and also to be models on how to handle emotions well. Mm. We as parents have to model that to our children, to the congregation, to one another.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
I don't always model it well to you, do I?
You try your best, my darling, but you do a good job, and I take my hat off to you. Yeah. You know, it takes a lot being a mother. Personally, I think, you know, our wives really take a big chunk of a lot of the responsibility in the home. I think a lot of the emotional responsibility, the mental, you take a lot on yourselves, you know, and I don't want to segregate male, female, but mm-hmm. that's what I see. That's really what I see, because mostly I see women are much deeper than men many times. And so you're more perceptive. Yeah. You see things quicker than afternoon, and sending you in your comments. We're getting some through Facebook, so please send us your messages. We're breaking for Hope Dast. Never walk alone.
Amen.
Family, we are excited to be back with you, and we're just closing out the session this afternoon. Really, we received so many comments from listeners this afternoon on Facebook, and we know God's busy touching them, and it's about mental health in your relationship. So, honey, people are challenged, and I think they need prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go deeper into this topic in the weeks to come.
Yeah.
So we're asking our listeners to stay tuned. There's just so much, and it's so broad, and it deals with the relationship between husband and wife, but family, kids, and so much more.
We have Pastor Sharon Williams on next week,
awesome.
And also speaking about that in marriage and relationship with our children. So here's something, you know, to maintain mental wellness. I want to help you just meditate on the scripture in Matthew 11:28. It says, come to me, all who are weary and are heavy burdened. I will give you rest. So prioritize your oppressed and being challenged with mental health. And Father God, make them aware of the triggers. Make them aware of what is holding them back and who the ones are, Father God, the spiritual wickedness in high places that they've got to tear down. Father, I pray, Lord, today that you will empower them, Lord, with your word that says that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you call us to parent and to love from a place of pleasure, not from a place of pressure, but also, God, from a place of your peace. So, Lord, we thank you that we know that as we breathe in of the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God, that you let everyone know today that they're doing better than what they think they are. So we bless you with the word of God today. Whether you're a ministry leader, parent, professional, or student, you'll discover that God's peace isn't just possible. It is promised. So hold on to the promises of God. We love you. Have an awesome day. And we look forward to signing up with you again next week. Bye for now.
God bless you. We're going out with the song Casting Crowns, If We Are the Body.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.